Travis is in the building.
Yeah.
Man, you got so much going on. How do you manage all this stuff?
I just try to keep things going. Like, I'm just so happy that my career is still going on all these years. Mm-hmm. So I just, everything that I can do, I try to do, if right. that makes sense.
So this play, let me ask you this, because it's you and your fiance, Todd.
Yes.
First of all, have y'all set a date yet? For the wedding?
No, we have not.
You haven't set a date
well,
yet.
Well, I mean, we have a date that in our minds that we want to do, but we didn't start planning anything because, you know, with so much going on, we don't really know if we want to have a big ceremony, if we just want to do something with just us. And just
get married at the courthouse.
Yeah.
What did you learn different? Because you and him produced and did this whole project together. What did you learn different about him working with him?
Oh, my gosh. That he want to control everything. Like, we both, you know, have our bosses in what we do.
Right.
You know, he's a producer, a line producer. That's what he does. So
okay.
He's used to telling people what to do. And so we had to kind of watch how we talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd be like, I don't work for you. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. We had some of them moments, but we good.
Well, now, Candy, okay, we talked about, and we all seen the TLC bio and stuff. Now, mm-hmm. did Escape deal with some of the same issues like TLC did, or, you know?
Well, my thoughts were, I mean, I thought that was a great bio, by the mm-hmm. way. But I just felt like when people asked me that, I think everybody back then had bad deals.
Really?
And I just, well, my thing is, it's like, come on now. Like, do you even expect somebody to offer you all this money and everything, and you have not even proven to anyone that you could sell records yet? That's just like, you just took somebody off, you know, whatever, a talent show or something, and you say, yeah, I'm going to give you all the points you can get, all the money you want. And I still got to invest all my money into you.
Because you see it from the other side.
Well, I got to see it. I see it from both sides. You know, like, our deal was whack when we first signed. You know, our deal was horrible. Like, we ain't hardly getting no point. I think it's probably like the same point structure. We ain't hardly getting no money. But at the end of the day, I think it's like how you turn your career. Most artists make their money on the road. They really
right,
don't get the money off the deal.
Right.
Or either, you know, when they renegotiate, they get the big advances. And that's how they end up trying to justify the fact they didn't really make any royalties, because everything that's spent, videos, everything you're mm-hmm. doing is taking out your small percentage.
Exactly.
You know?
People don't know that. I read about that once upon a time. Like, when you bring your mom and all your cousins on tour, you thinking they giving it to you, but
right.
they taking that out of your check.
Right.
They writing it down.
So you need to go on tour as much as you can. And I think the problem with them is that she also managed them too. So, you know, she was also getting other stuff that they was doing. But for us, it's like, yeah, our deal was whack, but hey, Jermaine signed us when nobody else would, and then that kind of opened up the door for us to be able to do other things.
Yeah.
Right.
And hey, I just needed somebody to open the door for me. I was going to keep it going.
So being that you've been on both sides of the table, how important is it to have multiple side hustles in the event that the music thing don't work out?
It's extremely important. You have to be able to do more than one thing, because people get tired of artists quick, you know? Mm-hmm. 1 minute, you think about
how
many
people.
Man,
it's like ADD.
Yeah, you know, you can be hot 1 minute and then not the next. And that's something that, you know, was a lesson I had to learn. You know, some people, you know, get so used to being in the forefront, they don't know what to do when they not hot no more. For me, I don't really care if I'm in the front making a check or behind the scenes making a check, as long as I'm making a check.
Nah.
Because you kicked off more actually writing for people than you did actually being an artist yourself, right?
Well, yeah, definitely. Well, now the group exec, now we weren't no slouch. Now
no,
we
no,
sold millions
choice.
Of records. But, you know, I have to say that I didn't really make a lot of money in the group, even though we were selling millions of records. I made way more money as a songwriter behind the scenes when people didn't even know what I was doing anymore. They thought, oh, where's she at?
She fell off.
Yeah.
But they didn't know I was doing a lot more behind the scenes, making a lot more money. So I don't know which is better. You know, it's like, do you want to be more famous or you want to make more money? I don't know.
You know, it's hard being.
But you can make fame, make money.
Hey.
But I had to learn that later too.
All right, we're talking Candy. He asking for $500. Ain't nobody finna give you $500. We're talking to Candy Burns. Now, on a serious note,
uh-huh.
NeNe Leakes is report. You know, it's been reported that she had been in the hospital with some complications. Have you talked to her? Have you had any updates on?
I reached out to her. You know, I don't know all of her personal health information, so
right.
I don't want to go into that. But, you know, she's doing better, but she is taking it easy.
Okay, that's good to know.
Which she needs to.
On a more serious note, did your mama like Todd?
Not necessarily, no.
Now, you can always keep it 100 with us.
Candy.
Okay, we still kind of, you know, well, my mother is at the point now where she's kind of like, She don't want it, like, she's tired of arguing.
Is it about,
I'm tired of arguing.
Is it more about your money thing, or is it more about she doesn't trust him and think he's messing around with your friend? Like,
I don't want to speak from my mama's point of view. I don't know whatever she, you know, however she feels about it. She don't like the relationship. So I just leave it.
Well,
at
what
that.
About your daughter? Does she like Todd?
Yeah,
she does.
Now, good.
Now you think your mom would she like anybody you date?
Yeah, Ricky, if we got together, she would like it because
no,
you got wouldn't. A whole bunch of money.
No, okay.
Motives is right. Yeah, the right place, though.
Okay, it'll be the first and the last play you go in with him.
Oh, Lord.
All right, more Candy Burris coming up next. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.